Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so talking, moving, grooving, and all that other fun stuff that you get to do as we are hanging and banging. We get to talk about the main story because there's not much other things to do at this particular moment in time because this is what we do around here. Now, I will tell you, as I get to hang out and talk to you and do all kinds of fun stuff, it's always interesting to me to take a look around the world and see what the hell's going on. It's always interesting to me that when I get to hang out and talk to people and take a listen to what's going on inside of their organizations, because I get to have the privilege of listening to what's going on in other people's organizations, about what they talk about how they want to change things. I still kind of find it funny when I start hearing about people talk about net zero. And I'm not talking about the former internet company that was available. I'm talking about, you know, the drive to zero, but we'll leave it at that. But what I keep on getting a lot of calls about is cultural change. I get a lot of calls about people wanting to do culture changes inside of their organization. And what I find amazing that when you start having this this conversation about culture change is that when you start talking in particular about certain aspects that deal with safety, that people go, let's talk about changing culture of safety within the organization. Now, here's where things become difficult. Because, yeah, that's great. That's great. And don't get me wrong. At one point, we had a whole system here that we were talking about safety cultures inside of Safety FM. But we've come to the realization that if you're changing the culture within the organization, you're changing the culture of the organization. You're not changing the safety culture. Think about that real quick. Do you have multiple cultures going on at one time inside of your organization? No. Do you treat certain things differently than the others? Well, if you do, that's probably going to be a problem. So this is where the conversation comes about. This is where we start talking about this. Because, listen, you can't change one thing if you don't change the other. You have to change them all in one giant swoop. Because imagine this. You have an operational culture, and that's how you do stuff. And then you change your safety culture, and that's how you do stuff. And then you have an HR culture, and then you have a manufacturing culture. And shit, by the time that it's all said and done, what kind of cultures are you looking at? So, where do you go from here? When you sit down and you start making these plans, it's overall cultural change within the organization. It's not individualized by what segment in regards to the organization. Like, I was having a conversation with someone yesterday, and they're talking about how they're changing the culture in part of their organization. They've been changing the culture in their organization for the last 2 years. Part. Not the whole thing, but part of it. It makes it interesting. I mean, there is no doubt there. But I look at this and I kind of chuckle. Because let's say, for instance, you have a job transfer. Let's say, for instance, you have somebody visiting from one location to another. What kind of a culture shock is that going to be for them? Yeah, a heavy pun intended there. But think about that. It's going to change everything for people. They're going to look at it and go, what the hell's going on? So these are the things that I talk about. Definitely the things that I think about. Because it gets weird, and it gets weird quickly in regards on how you want to take a look at this. So what do you think? Inside of your organization, is there a cultural change that's taking place? Or is it just a change in the culture of an individual department? Is it a culture change in regards of one particular aspect? I'm always curious about how those things end up working when you think about it. What do you want to change? Is it the culture, or is it something entirely different within your organization?
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.